Welcome to Habitual Excellence, presented by Value Capture. This podcast and our firm is all about helping you and your organization achieve habitual excellence via one unifying focus, one value-based structure, and one performance system. In other words, it's about helping you capture dramatically more value through achieving perfect care and perfect safety for patients and staff. To learn more about Value Capture and our services, visit www.valuecapturellc.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Rabin from Value Capture. Today, we're doing a quick preview of a live panel discussion webinar titled, Why Does the U.S. Need a National Patient Safety Board? That's going to take place on January 25th at 1 o'clock Eastern. Today, we're going to hear a little bit from the two panelists. They are Dr. Karen Wolk-Feinstein and Ken Siegel. To register for this event, go to www.valuecapturellc.com/webinars, or you can look for a link in the show notes. So if you're able to join us live on the 25th, you can submit questions, you can be part of what's going to be a lively and informative discussion. If you're not able to attend live, register anyway, and we'll send you a link to the recording on this really important topic and concept, the National Patient Safety Board. So next, we'll be joined by Dr. Karen Wolk-Feinstein. So Karen, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the discussion on the 25th. And maybe I can ask you in your own words to tell us about who you are.
Well, I am the president, CEO of a healthcare foundation, the Jewish Healthcare Foundation here in Pittsburgh. About 25 years ago, we established a supporting organization called the Pittsburgh Regional Health Initiative, which is a regional safety and quality collaborative of the major stakeholders in healthcare.
And you've been working on, on this concept and this proposal and now the bill around the National Patient Safety Board. We'll hear more about this on the 25th, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on, why this is such an important concept for you.
Well, as I mentioned, it's been 25 years since we founded our regional collaborative to make healthcare safer and to remove many of the harms in healthcare that kill so many thousands of people. Some would say as many as 250,000 people a year, but there are adverse events that are preventable. And that makes it particularly sad. So many people go to healthcare settings to be healed and not hurt. We have tried many interventions over the years, but a lot of them put a lot of stress on the front line. They ask the front line to do more than their basic clinical duties. They ask the front line to sometimes interrupt their daily workflow to deal with problems as they arise. And as time went on, I started to say to myself, what if I worked harder at removing those problems before they arise so that our frontline staff are not distracted and not required to deal with problems that that never should have happened? So I think of other industries where so much safety is autonomous, where technology has been deployed to put rovers and robots on Mars. Opportunity walked around Mars, but for over a year. And yet I know that we can't get people out of outpatient surgery often without an infection or a knife slip or something that went wrong that shouldn't have.
Right.
Some things will be harder to prevent than others, but we could at least start scaling back all the ways in which equipment fails us, or our alarm and alert system doesn't work, or we have on the floor some poor designs of the whole care process that should have been fixed a long time ago. So when I think of the opportunity now to spread best practices across the country, not have little islands, little pockets of excellence and breakthroughs in one setting or another, but to start to scale up what we know works I get very excited about the opportunity to set up a national patient safety board that spends every day with a multidisciplinary team of experts focused on how do we make healthcare safer and more reliable, and ask the front line of care, our nurses, other people on the floor or in practice or in a skilled nursing facility, how do we make it so that they're not putting out as many fires? They're not encountering as many problems.
And so when we reach this state, that's better for everybody involved, patients, caregivers, payers, organizations, right?
Well, it's hard to see a downside, except the obvious downside in healthcare. For some reason, it's the one industry that seems to me to be the most resistant to change, even if it's better. Mm. Even if the change means an improvement in outcomes of care and less burden on the frontline staff, people will find a reason. Health professionals often find a reason to say, well, I'm not sure why I don't like it. And I don't have a better idea. And I don't even have a strong objection. Something inside me says that change itself is something to fear.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing some of your perspectives there, just as an introduction to the subject. I encourage people to go and register for the webinar at valuecapturellc.com/webinars. If you register for the event, you'll receive some links to some information, including an opportunity to learn to read more about the National Patient Safety Board through their website and the bill as it was submitted. So there'll be an opportunity to ask questions and be part of this lively panel on January 25th. So Karen, thank you in advance for being part of that. And thank you for being here today to give us a bit of a preview.
Thank you, Mark.
So we're now joined by Ken Siegel, CEO of Value Capture. Thanks for joining us, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm excited about the session on the 25th. And as Karen did, tell us a little bit more about yourself in your own words. Who are you? What do you do?
Ken Siegel and I have the privilege of leading Value Capture. We are a mission-focused, trusted advisory firm that is committed to helping healthcare leaders and their teams who want to eliminate harm, so eliminate injuries due to healthcare itself. So the topic of a National Patient Safety Board and this webinar is very near and dear to our hearts.
Yours and mine and the Value Capture team and Karen, there's a long history, especially the two of you working and advocating in different ways.
Right.
So looking ahead to the session on the 25th, again, we'll hear more detail about the what, and people can go and read about the proposals and the bill. But how would you answer the question of why is this important to you? Why is this meaningful to be working on and talking about?
Thanks, Mark. Well, and I think for all of us who have an interest, one of the great tragedies is for people who are vulnerable and need healing to instead be harmed by their healthcare quite unintentionally, mm-hmm. which not only victimizes the person, but victimizes the healthcare workers and institutions that don't mean this to happen, but it happens due to complexity and the changes we have to make in how we run and manage ourselves so that we can learn faster from errors and do more effective prevention. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, we know no harm needs to occur, that it is possible to prevent all healthcare associated harm, even the harm that we don't have a deep understanding of how to prevent right now, because with the right mindset, we can learn how to do that. Right. So we have to acknowledge, part of why this is so important is we have to acknowledge that in two decades of really bringing national acute focus to this, we have done some things. We have established that healthcare harm is preventable by driving a couple of areas much closer to zero than they were, but we haven't affected the whole scope of the problem. We still have 1 in 4 Medicare beneficiaries who are hospitalized harmed during their hospital stay. Yeah. So we have to take account of where we are and design some strong countermeasures to get the path of improvement to accelerate. And when we looked at it, The creation of a National Patient Safety Board as a central resource to coordinate a much more powerful, connected learning and prevention and improvement system around safety and healthcare seemed like an obvious next piece that we really need or could make great use of to accelerate those gains that we need.
And it'll be interesting to hear more about how that NPSB would play a role, how that organization would maybe help inspire organizations or help them or support them or spread and share knowledge. We'll learn more about that. There's, the facts and the what and the how that'll come out through the session. But what else do you think attendees will take away from the session if they come attend and listen and submit questions and take part in this?
Yeah, so I think there are a couple things. One is, helping advance our thinking as a movement. So, helping Karen and I and the others who are associated with the National Patient Safety Board advance our own thinking about why this intervention could potentially accelerate gains. Mm-hmm. Maybe learn something ourselves by reflecting on it together. So leave us all in a stronger place to move forward more decisively and with greater power on safety. Also learning some of the specifics, if you agree that this is an important step, about what you can do to help advance passage of the National Patient Safety Board Act, and reminding ourselves that it's not only a long way from introduction of a bill to passage, but even once the bill is passed, it has to be implemented through regulation, and then it has to be run in a way that produces the power we want it to be. And so we need a super informed, super committed group of people who care about this issue to be walking together through all these stages of the process for better. And then the last thing is, I think it's a great opportunity to learn from my co-presenter, Karen Feinstein, who I work for at the Jewish Healthcare Foundation, and we co-created with others the Pittsburgh Regional Healthcare Initiative. And she has for decades sort of pushed forward to honestly ask where we are, what is the gap to where we need to go, challenging convention, coming up with new experiments, and sort of pushing us to get better. And I think it's a great chance to learn from Karen.
I agree. I appreciate, thanks to you for the opportunity to meet Karen here. I've heard a lot about her work over time, so it's great to hear directly from her what she's going to be sharing. I look forward to hearing what she does share and in conversation with you on the 25th, because you have a longer history of working with her, I know.
Yeah. Absolutely. It'll be good. And by the way, we don't always agree, which is part of it, right? A good designing good experiments. So there we go.
Well, and designing a lively and informative conversation on the 25th. So again, that's going to be a panel with Ken Siegel, CEO of Value Capture, and Dr. Karen Wolk-Feinstein, the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Regional Health Initiative. We hope you'll register. You can do so at valuecapturellc.com/webinars, or look for a link in the show notes or description where you're watching or listening to this. So Ken, thank you again for being part of this, and thanks for giving us a quick preview today.
Absolutely, Mark. I'm really looking forward to the 25th, and I hope others will join and give us your best thinking as part of the webinar experience and follow up after.
Thanks for listening to Habitual Excellence, presented by Value Capture. We hope you'll subscribe to the podcast, and please also rate and review it in your favorite podcast directory or app. To learn more about Value Capture and how we can help your organization on this journey to habitual excellence, visit our website at www.valuecapturellc.com.